How to talk to anyone, anytime, anywhere. The secrets of good conversation. Somebody tells you you have to give a speech. Your response may be, I got to do what? But it's important to remember that speeches are like anything else in life. There's always a first time. People, even some who are wonderful talkers in a conversational setting, are often terrified over the prospect of giving their first speech. Some are scared about it regardless of how many they give. We seem to believe that there's some kind of mystique to public speaking, some secret knowledge that makes a person a good speaker. There are so many books on the subject, you'd think you needed a graduate degree before you could stand at a lectern. I give speeches many times a year to groups of every possible description. My secret is simply that I think of public speaking as no different from any other form of talk. It's a way of sharing my thoughts with other people. In one sense, it's easier than social conversation because you are in complete control of where the talk is going. At the same time, you have to have something to say. You can't fudge it with, oh, really, tell me more. And saying you have to go to the bathroom does not get you out of this one. This leads to the first key of being a successful public speaker. Talk about something you know about. The second key to being a good speaker is to follow the motto of the Boy Scouts. Be prepared. If you're talking about a subject you know well, as I've just advised, preparing the speech itself should not be too difficult. You will be able to organize your thoughts more easily and more effectively if you bear in mind this simple structure for speeches. One, tell them what you're going to tell them. Two, tell them. Three, tell them what you've told them. If you let the audience know where you're going at the beginning, they'll follow you more easily through the body of your speech. At the end, try to summarize your most important points in slightly different words from the ones you used in the opening. Here are some other key tips based on my own speaking experience and what I've noticed in other good speakers. Look at your audience. I've already said how important it is to make eye contact. First, be sure to look up from your text or notes. Second, don't talk to the wall in the back of the window or the side. They are not the audience. Each time you look up from your text, look at a different part of the audience so the whole group feels they're being addressed. Know the pacing and inflection you want to use. Some speakers, if they're reading from a complete text, underline the words they want to emphasize. If you're using an outline or notes, highlight ideas or phrases you should stress. This accomplishes two things. It guarantees your emphasis will be where you intended it to be, and it assures the audience that you won't be speaking in a dull monotone that'll put them to sleep, especially if you're talking after a meal. Stand up straight. I don't mean you have to assume a parade ground posture, but stand in a comfortable way rather than hunching over the lectern. Hunching constricts your breathing, and it looks bad. If there's a microphone in front of you, adjust it to the right height or ask a technician to do it rather than forcing yourself to stoop like a heron. If you can, check this out before it's your turn to speak. Talk normally into the microphone. That's why it's there. If you declaim at a high volume into it, you'll actually be harder to hear. And be careful to keep your mouth in range of the mic. Don't weave around or turn away to answer a question from the side. Keep in mind the value of brevity. English teachers tell the story of the man who received a lengthy letter from a friend who ended with an apology. Please excuse such a long letter, his friend said. I didn't have time to write a short one. It's not easy to be brief, especially on a topic you know a lot about. But in any kind of communication, it's always worth taking the time to boil your message down to its essentials. That emphasis on brevity applies even more when you're delivering a speech. The show business expression, know when to get off, comes into play again. And the best public speakers always know when. Some of the longest speeches ever inflicted on the American public have been the inaugural addresses of our presidents. However, one of the shortest inaugural addresses is also one of the best remembered and most often quoted. It was delivered January 20th, 1961 by John F. Kennedy. The new president offered a challenge to Americans as they moved into a new decade following the 50s, which many considered a lethargic time. Carl Sandburg, the eminent author, poet, and historian who won the Pulitzer Prize for his account of Lincoln's presidency, told friends of his admiration for the Kennedy inaugural address. He said, "It's Lincoln-esque. Kennedy spoke for less than 15 minutes. We can learn from these speakers whose ability to talk effectively was central to their success, as is the case with so many successful people in every profession. Brevity is the first thing we can learn from them. If people like Lincoln and Kennedy are willing to keep it short to maximize their effectiveness as speakers, we should be smart enough to do the same thing.